Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Great Debates. I'm Dan Medina, your moderator. I'm here with my friends, Dave King and Steve Healy, and we're crammed in a tiny office at my studio, Wildfire. So if you hear any explosions or sound effects in the background, that's just a cool part of our lives for today.
That's the sound of explosions in a movie or something.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't want to scare the listener.
Well, but it's kind of, then it's suspension of disbelief. It could be kind of cool if it sounded real.
I love to be part of the Hollywood movie magic machine.
Which
I am.
To be honest with you, sort of seeing under the hood of the movie sometimes takes the magic away. But then again, it's a different kind of magic.
Reminds me of a previous debate. Magicians are garbage.
That inspired a lot of very hot commentary, by the way. We love hearing from you, so please do keep up those emails and tweets. We were getting a lot of incoming fire re-magicians, and I expect we will continue to.
Okay, guys, I am going to launch us into our micro debate for today. Steve,
love it.
Are you ready with the
I'm ready.
Timer? The topic for our micro debate, in which, as per usual, Steve Healy is going to argue in favor of this topic. The topic is Dave King should have a Wikipedia page.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Healy. I usually take the more life-affirming side.
They know this.
And
now,
today I'm taking the side that Dave King should have a... Dave, you rarely take into account clock management in your debating style. I think I'm much better at this than you.
That might be.
This debate's going to be 3 minutes. Do I want it, having the pro side, do I want it to all the time to be spent on the topic? Do I want some of the time to be eaten up? Do I want to just get down to a sentence or two?
You're rope-a-doping me.
Anyway, here's some other people who have Wikipedia pages. Joe Mandy, Aisha Muhar. These are Dave's colleagues at Parks and Recreation. Dave worked at this hit show, Parks and Rec. He should definitely have a Wikipedia page. He's a performer. He's been on television at least 100 times. He's an actor on a bunch of different shows that people on the internet are interested in. I think no one would mind having that extra little bit of information on Wikipedia. It wouldn't clog anything down. So yeah, of course he should have a Wikipedia page.
Great examples of Joe Mandy and Aisha Muhar. There's a great reason why they have Wikipedia pages and I don't. To begin with, they're both published authors, of which I am not. Joe Mandy is one of America's top comedians. Aisha Muhar was nominated for an NAACP Image Award and also has a book published and also has projects in development. And also was with the show longer than I was.
You've been on TV more than she has.
That's probably true, but the roles that I played on television were of absolutely no consequence to the American pop cultural landscape. And Joe Mandy is, he has a separate entry just for being, I don't even have to look it up, he's a Twitter rascal, as they call him, which I know he doesn't like the term, but he is a relevant Twitter persona, whereas I am not. I mean, this to me is, I just simply don't take up enough of an important space in the cultural landscape to warrant a Wikipedia
page. What
do
you think the criteria is? I mean, they can add, there's no reason why they should strictly limit the number of Wikipedia pages there are.
There absolutely is, because there absolutely is, and in fact they do. And in fact, people often get in trouble for trying to publish their own Wikipedia pages because relevance
is one of the... Well, I agree. I agree that... Publishing your own is wrong, but I'm imploring Great Debate fans. Also, let's not forget, Dave at this point is co-host of a very popular podcast. It's extremely influential. A lot of people listen to it.
That's not true.
A lot of the people who listen to it are celebrities.
The number of people who listen to this podcast are in the dozens and not even in the hundreds.
That's incorrect. We know
it's in the low hundreds.
It's at least in the hundreds. It's been listened to, we know, on at least 3 continents.
Okay, can I just go back to an earlier point, which is that people not only get in trouble for publishing Wikipedia articles about themselves, people also remove articles.
Somebody out there should publish a Dave King Wikipedia article. Thank you.
When they're not relevant enough, then Wikipedia deletes them. And I'm not relevant enough.
That was an excellent micro debate, guys. I really appreciated it.
That was hot.
Dave, I had no idea that you had been on TV more than 100 times.
Yeah, is that true?
I think it's got to be close to 100.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
That may be the reason why I think Steve won that debate, because I would have known that if there was a Wikipedia page about you.
Well, I mean, here's the problem is that it was on a show that was on at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I don't want to continue the debate, but these appearances were often like voices and stuff.
Yeah, but you also had your own segment where you interviewed people. You were identified as yourself. I mean,
no, I wasn't.
Big.
Okay, I was not identified.
Now we're continuing the debate.
But right. Can I just
continuation? A continuation flag has been flown.
But I was never.
No, Dave, you know how we feel about continuation. No, you're right. That's one of the worst crimes at great debates.
I'm sorry. Healy, you have an idea that you wanted to bring up or something?
I came up with an idea for a new kind of psychic that I think could be very popular.
Okay.
And the way that the psychic works, you don't even have to go to see her. You just send her your last 6 Instagram pictures.
I like it.
And she takes a look and sends you back some thoughts of where she thinks you're at, what's coming
in
your way.
I feel like there's a lot of crossover between Instagram fans, users, and psychic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Customers.
But what do you think does she then send you back like pictures that she thinks represent your future?
She sends you back feedback. She could maybe just leave you a voicemail.
Reading.
Yeah, a reading.
A chart.
Yeah.
And she'll say things like, I think your next brunch will be this.
I can tell that some of your energy is being distended in the wrong ways. You might need to focus in on who you're spending time with. I think that I'm getting a lot of feeling of changing coming over.
How much do you think you could charge to do this? I think because what I'm saying is you should do this, and how much do you think you could charge people to do it?
I'll do it for free to 3 people. If 3 people send in 6 Instagram photos to Great Debates, I'll send you back a reading.
Do they? Okay, now here's an important point. Do they choose?
No,
which?
No. It has to be your last 6, and you have to make the decision sort of spontaneously when you hear this.
Right.
Like you can't, knowing this, plot your photos.
Okay. So how exactly do people send you their last? I mean, couldn't you just go to some?
Yeah, they
send
you
pages?
Their Instagram.
They send you their handle.
That's not my. If you're trying to pull a trick on me, it's not my business to sort it out. I mean, I'm just going to give you a reading based on what I see.
Yeah. I was trying to make this like easier for people to do.
Send me yours. Don't send me your friends.
Sure. Okay, yeah. So let's say a listener out there is like, hello, hey, it's me, Rachel Hirschleg.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me your name.
Well, she needs
their Instagram.
Just send me 6 photos.
Hey, it's
and
me.
I'll look
but
at
again,
them.
But again, Healy, you keep get. This is where we get tripped up.
Why?
Because send me 6 photos is so much harder than just here's my Instagram handle and it's Rachel Hirschleg.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just send me your Instagram handle. That's
God
that's
damn,
much.
Damn,
but then that allows you to look at more than 6. Maybe there we need to. Just
I promise
no,
you.
I would
I
trust
promise
Healy.
You. I'm gonna look at just 6.
Okay, he's an honest psychic. He's an honest Instagram psychic. You need a catchy name. Have you thought of anything?
Honest Steve.
No, it's terrible.
Let's keep working.
Insta psych or something.
We have a main event debate to get to.
As you guys may know, I'm getting married this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And my future mother-in-law gave a present to my fiance Cassie and I, which was that we were given a joint psychic reading.
Right.
Okay.
Which we did via telephone because this woman that gave us the psychic reading is in Idaho.
Okay.
Sure she is.
I guess that's a popular place she's so well known and renowned that it's worth calling her out in Idaho and not going down the street to someone on Highland.
Okay. Did you consider going to Idaho?
Thought about it, okay. Yeah. And we got this beautiful combined chart.
That's cool.
That showed like the alignment of our whatever it is or anything. But it's like it was multicolored diagram of our psychic.
Cool.
Geometry.
What
I don't
can
know what
we
the,
expect?
Yeah, what's going to happen, man?
She just gave us a suggestion between one date and another for our wedding.
Auspiciousness of reading.
That's cool.
But I think that she went on very little information, which was just our birth dates
I
think you got as good a shot as anybody to make something happen here with just 6 Instagram photos.
I hope so. I promise I'll be honest.
I think you could charge $80 for 2 paragraphs of response.
I will tell you that I'm sure that it cost at least twice that much for what we got.
Yeah.
Wow.
Healy, you're sitting on a gold mine.
I don't know that I have psychic powers, but I promise I'll try and get in touch with some kind of force.
You say that with like as if we require a deep amount of respect for actual psychics who actually have psychic powers.
Oh, I think that's out there, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Healy, you're better than that.
I'd like to get you warmed up before the main event.
I'm raring
it's
to
It's like
go.
Boxers at the weigh-in.
I mean, it makes me mad enough to...
Look at this chug-a-lug, thinking he's going to debate.
You've already antagonized me enough by telling me that I should have my own Wikipedia page. How dare you?
I'm like Andrew Luck, giving you positive. Right, let's keep moving.
Are gentlemen ready to proceed to the main event? Okay, so as we all remember, the format for our main event debate is that a pro stance debater introduces his opening segment, then there's a rebuttal, then there's a free skate, and then the positive view begins closing statements, and then the negative view closes us out.
Right.
The topic up for debate today: Barry O will go down as one of the top five presidents. Barry O will go down as one of the top five presidents.
I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the pro.
They know
Barry,
that.
What they don't know is that because I was late coming to the great debates, I've suffered a penalty, which is I have to sacrifice.
That's right.
A minute of my opening statement.
That's right.
So I only have 30 seconds. Barry O is demonstrating the utmost quality that matters in a president, which is an even temperament. He's done it under the most extreme circumstances that have been faced in the historical memory, let's say. It's been extremely dire for him. I don't think we know the depth of the challenges he's managed to keep an even keel during. I think when we find that out, he will be expanded in the historical memory to a truly magnificent stature.
That's it?
I only get 30 seconds.
That's weak, man. We need a little bit of framework. First of all, we're talking about Barack Obama. Is Barry O?
I know that, Dave.
Also, here's a problem with taking the pro on this, is that, like, when are you cutting off the timeline? We're going to have...
let's say 80 years.
In another 80 years?
80 years
You're
from
giving
now,
me
yeah.
another, basically, like, 20 presidencies, which could be as many as... There's probably going to be somewhere, but that's between 10 and 16 presidents or something like that?
Yep.
That's crazy.
You're optimistic.
Okay,
you think
top five, Healy. Here's
long.
Who you have to okay. beat. Basically...
I'll give you my top five.
Go ahead.
Washington.
Yeah.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
FDR.
Yeah.
And then I think I'll go Jefferson. And then I'll go Barack Hussein Obama.
That's crazy. So you're putting... Wait, who did you say again? You said Washington. You have
Washington, Lincoln,
one.
FDR.
Okay. Those I think are unimpeachably probably top.
Yeah. And then okay. I said Jefferson.
Then you said Jefferson.
Yeah. I'm prepared to argue about Jefferson. But then after that, I said Barry O.
Okay. So you're putting Barack Obama ahead of Teddy Roosevelt.
Definitely.
You're putting him ahead of John Adams.
No question.
And Madison.
Don't worry about
and
it.
And Andrew Jackson.
Oh, who cares?
And Bill Clinton.
Yes.
No, so
Squeaker.
Real squeaker. Bill Clinton, I think, is oddly the toughest one because
no
for you because
way. Ridiculous. Bill Clinton got impeached. Bill Clinton was deeply embarrassed as president. We remember like the greatest times ever. Like he got impeached. That's pretty bad. You're not supposed to get impeached.
Healy, you should know better than this because
that is a congressional
Healy,
process.
Healy,
he allowed it to happen.
Healy, you're a historian, right?
Sure.
And
I'm one of the best.
I have to admit, Healy has the upper hand here. He was a history major. He reads a lot more about the presidents than I do. I don't think I could name some of the presidents. But Bill Clinton is, in the eyes of presidential historians, Bill Clinton is very highly ranked. And
well,
his impeachment,
and most presidential historians are friends of Bill Clinton at this point. He goes to presidential history conferences and glad hands. I mean, it's no secret that Bill Clinton, while he's alive, is going to be beloved by other white middle-aged men who love being around
him.
You
don't think Barack Obama is going to do the same?
Yeah, I think that'll be part of his historical reputation.
Okay,
for sure.
Well, then it also has to be part of Bill Clinton's. And let me say this:
it is,
presidential.
But
hold
when,
on.
Once
let
they
me
get
make
to
the point here because you brought up impeachment, and Dave, Andrew Jackson was also impeached. And presidential historians do not at all use that as a strike
Dave,
against
I'm
him.
Dave, I'm bummed out. I'm bummed out that we're spending so much time talking about Clinton because I think that's a fairly disposable victory. I think I'm actually mad for the sake of the debate that you're not hitting me a little harder on somebody else. What about Truman, Ike?
What about
come
Truman
at me.
And Ike? I didn't get to
don't
them yet.
Don't waste my time with Bill Clinton.
What about Little Van?
Give me challenges.
Well, how do you, I mean, how can you possibly say that?
Because I think most listeners are like, sure, Obama will be remembered better than Bill Clinton, of course.
I totally disagree. Bill Clinton, like the first thing Bill Clinton, people,
it's the first, hold possible on. Something's going to come out about Bill Clinton that will be worse than what's come out about Cosby. That could happen.
No, I totally, that may be the case. Yeah. And in fact, some people claim that that stuff is already out there and that just the, you know, people just aren't reporting on it.
Well, the
so
great
he
debates,
may be a serial rapist.
Away.
We don't know.
Well,
but
let's
that
not
said,
say
President
that about Bill Clinton.
No, we can't say that about Bill Clinton. We could say that he might be a serial rapist.
I think you should be careful about throwing around serial rapist with regard to ex-presidents.
Why is fucking Paul Begala listening to this?
Probably.
Jesus.
We have high-end listeners.
Healy, here's the point.
Okay.
We're getting too bogged down in the personal lives of the presidents.
Of just
when
Bill
we
Clinton.
Talk about the top five presidents, no person in their right mind brings up things like Lewinsky and you know the sort of like moral. You know,
look. Bottom line,
deficiencies of Bill Clinton.
Listen.
He's known for 8 years of like unfettered financial progress, the likes of which we've never seen before.
Yeah, but as
he
we
balanced the budget,
look, as everyone would acknowledge, he just happened to be riding the wave of a boom in the American economy.
He got more done. He was up against a Republican Congress.
When
am
Obama
I wrong?
Took over, the economy was near the greatest nuclear meltdown the world had ever experienced, and well, he pulled us out of it. That's a fact.
That's the best thing you could say about Obama.
The entire financial system almost went down exactly the way a nuclear power plant goes down. It gets too hot at the core. It collapses. The whole thing is vaporized.
I understand that. And some people would argue that he didn't do enough to bring it back.
It's back.
Or that he didn't bring it back enough. He could have.
We're six and a half years later. You're going to argue that he didn't bring. Okay, yeah. You're going to argue he took over a nuclear power plant that was imploding and he didn't bring it back to full strength. Okay, he kept it from imploding.
I would argue that most presidents, that actually Obama's role I'm not sure what the right word here is, but like helping the, or like.
I don't have any kind of timer on. Are we at closing statements?
No, I don't think so. I still haven't been able to put a sentence together.
Okay.
I think any president, most presidents would have been able to do what Obama did. And some presidents, hypothetically,
Would have been able to?
Yes,
president
I think
Sarah
he would
Palin?
Have. No, Sarah, I don't think Sarah Palin would have. There's a reason that she's not going to be our
right
president.
There,
most people
preventing
are,
those people from being in the White House is a major, major accomplishment of Barack Obama.
That's not an accomplishment of Barack
sure
Obama. That's an accomplishment of the American people.
Well, we teamed up.
So you're putting Obama, I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Sure, we teamed up.
Yeah.
You're putting him ahead of Clinton, Jackson, Madison, Teddy Roosevelt, John Adams, Harry Truman.
Yeah.
Who am I missing people? Because you're the historian here. Let's
I'd say those
fair,
are great. Pick one of those and come. I think Eisenhower, underrated president.
Well, absolutely. Eisenhower was fantastic.
Sure.
I mean, here's a guy who warned us about the industrial military complex,
yeah,
by the way, his warnings clearly not heeded by President Obama, who, before he even took office, told us that he was going to increase the efforts in Afghanistan,
which seems like a huge mistake in hindsight.
Is,
you're getting lost in your far left politics. You're going to lose the listeners. This is a mistake for you.
I think a lot of the listeners would agree with me that continuing the war effort in Afghanistan
as you know,
was
as
a
we,
mistake.
We did some polling, and our listeners tend to be center right.
Healy, I'm. Don't paint me as a dove. I'll get down with the Hawks when I have to.
I'm painting you as sort of a Ralph Nader-y kind of.
Ralph Nader. I'm a Nader apologist, as you know, and I'll get down with Nader on almost all domestic issues. But when it comes to foreign affairs, I'm probably a little more hawkish than you think. But Afghanistan was a mistake for me, and people in 2008 believe that. I believe that. That's part of the reason why I didn't vote for Barack Obama was because.
Okay. I mean, are we going to compare Obama's foreign mistakes to any of these other guys? To Jackson? To Truman? To Eisenhower?
We can if you know anything about their foreign mistakes.
Sure,
I happen to not know anything about
Dominican
them.
Republic. The seeds of the Vietnam conflict were overthrowing the Shah of Iran. This is all happening under Eisenhower. We're fucking around in Cuba, making mistake after mistake that leads to crisis after crisis, disaster down there. Ultimately, we'll pull out and just sort of hope that the catastrophe that follows doesn't really.
Well, we don't know what catastrophes and disasters Obama has led us to in the future yet.
That's true.
And we also
That's
don't
true.
Know
That's what
which
we're
of the 10 to 20 presidents of the future are going to be better than Obama.
I think your ground is on the future. I think you should come at me with a hypothetical future president.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. What are the chances? Okay, so I don't think I even need to come up with like a hypothetical one. I think we just argue the odds here. There have only been, what number is Obama? 44?
Yeah.
So we're talking about, roughly speaking, let's say there's going to be like another 14, 15 presidents in the next 80 years.
Okay. I mean, that's optimistic. We may switch to some new kind of government.
I don't think that's... We've talked about this before. I think the American government is far too large an institution to shift. I don't think there's going to be any sort of reform on term limits or anything like that. I mean, I'd love to see... Hey, I'm all for 1 6-year presidency. I'll go on record. I'm not scared of it. I think it'd be better for the country.
What about like a board of governors from...
We're not arguing about this. 15... Let's say there's going to be 15 presidents in the next 80 years.
How about Tina and Amy for president of everything?
No, that'd be a terrible idea. You know that.
I just saw the airport on the internet.
We are adding a third as many presidents to the universe of American presidents. And you're going to tell me not one of them is going to be better than Obama? Not one of them is going to crack the top five?
It's got to be time for closing arguments.
Go ahead.
I'm taking the pro. I think Barack Obama's... the challenges he's overcome, he basically... I don't know why we didn't talk about the fact that he's the first black president, which is a major accomplishment. I mean, the fact is that's the most massive stain on America, and this guy overcame it, and just that alone is a landmark that will go down in history, obviously. But since then, his presidency has basically been one of calmly, with a temperament that should be studied by these 16 future presidents, even-keeled, balanced in times of extreme attack and provocation. He basically sought some kind of medium course with emotional restraint on himself and his own worst instincts, and more or less navigated this country to out of near economic catastrophe and financial disaster and multiple problems overseas, navigated us to a future of things are looking better and better. As Dave himself acknowledges, the next 16 presidents have a much easier time than they would have without President Barack Obama. I think those guys are going to look back and say, yeah, I was a pretty good president because I could study the record of my predecessor, Barry O.
If we're going to acknowledge that Barack Obama is the first black president, which is kind of inaccurate, he's the first half black president, if that counts for something, then we also have to account for the likelihood that in the next 80 years we'll have the first female president. I would argue that there's an excellent chance that in 80 years we'll have the first female president, and I might also argue that that might mean more for this country than having the first half black president, which is what Barack Obama is. So I venture to guess that when we have a female president, she'll be 100% female and not 50% female, as Barack Obama is only 50% black, but I'm not sure. You talk a lot about Barack Obama's sober temperament, and indeed that is one of his great assets, but it's also caused trouble for him because at times when he's needed to fight the most, his sobriety can be a hindrance. The presidency doesn't always call for an even-keel temperament. It doesn't always call for a respectful, sober temperament. E.g., when he was asked about George W. Bush and should he be prosecuted for war crimes, the president very calmly and with a great deal of sobriety said, we're not looking towards the past, we're looking for the future. That's the wrong answer. The answer, of course, is yes, he and his administration should be prosecuted for war crimes. They're criminals. They did terrible things. They deserve to be punished. Teddy Roosevelt was one of our great presidents, and very few people would accuse him of having a sober temperament. And it was a great benefit of his that he was a rough rider and, you know, took a goddamn bullet to the chest while giving a speech. And Healy's nodding along right now because he knows I'm finally bringing it, baby.
I love the stories of Teddy Roosevelt. You know that.
Yeah, he's our great. He's probably our fifth best president.
No, fifth best guy. That's different.
Well, if we're talking about guys, then I think Barry O is one of our top five guys.
Well, that's interesting.
But Barry O's not one of our top five presidents. He's not currently one of our top five presidents, and the chances that he'll be one of our top five presidents 80 years from now are even smaller.
Okay, real quick, is he one of our top five guys now and of all time?
Top five guys?
Yes.
Are we just saying like top five presidents
top
as guys?
Top five guys.
Well, I mean, are you saying only
guys,
counting presidents?
I think Dave, he's one of our
no,
top
he's
five
not
guys.
One of our top five guys.
Dave yes, of no. course he is.
But if you're including all people,
he gotta yes. let, he's
freaking, he's a black, he got elected president.
No, I mean, that's
state.
Amazing. And that's I feel a, bad I mean, about saying Barack that he's only half black. That was a little silly.
Barack Hussein Obama. He is a singularity.
No, it's
as
true.
A human it's being. Never, out of 300 like million.
But he's also kind of, like, he's a little lame sometimes.
That's well, part of it, the deal.
That's what we, how he won. You think he's lame when he shuts the door of the bedroom?
That's like saying a star is a little yeah. bright sometimes.
Who are the other top five guys?
Right now or
no, like
Clooney, right?
Washington.
Clooney could be up there. Washington. I think Teddy Roosevelt's a nominee.
Sure.
James Dean? No.
No.
I don't know.
Mark Twain? I don't know.
What about like Neil Armstrong or someone like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Neil Armstrong, very cool, yeah.
Yeah, what about, yeah, fucking.
Sure.
Well, wait, it was Neil versus Buzz. Though.
Evel Knievel.
Steinbeck?
No.
Why not?
You know, this is interesting, like, just sort of little fact I learned.
Oh,
Joseph Campbell
terrible.
As a young man. No, it's not.
Okay.
I promise. Joseph Campbell, as a young man, had an affair with John Steinbeck's first wife.
Uh-huh.
Is that interesting, right?
A little bit. Was Steinbeck's first wife the one who, like, edited all his books and stuff, or was that his second
I don't
one?
Know about that.
It was his wife who came up with the title Grapes of Wrath.
Cool.
Kind of cool.
Guys, I really enjoyed today's debate.
Thank you. What do you think?
Sort of tuned out there for a bit.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Did
I
you
don't
guys
know
watch
much
the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I thought that basically I was the Seahawks of that debate. Like, in the very last second of Dave's closing argument, I think he did snatch the momentum
wow.
away from me at a time when no one thought it was possible because I was running the table.
I think that might be right, but I think what I was thinking earlier is, was the focus on Clinton at the beginning of the debate doing more good for you, Steve, or for you, Dave?
Oh, I think
really
for me by
sure.
a country mile. I couldn't believe Dave had gotten bogged down in that
it
quagmire.
It certainly wasn't good for the listener. I know that.
Dave, you always are like thinking everything's terrible and
have
apologizing.
Have you listened to these things? Nothing happens.
They're great. There's an argument.
They're not that good. It's just us talking. My both of our voices are whiny. Then
it's
Medina
free.
Gets on and he sounds beautiful. And it's like, why are we listening?
It's free entertainment. People love it. They don't have to. We don't make anyone listen.
That you know that just because something's free doesn't mean that it's necessarily good. I mean,
there's a subject for a future debate.
I mean, yeah. There is nothing, and then there was nothing, and then there was great debates, and the world is better for it. How can you not rejoice in that?
There is no other podcast called The Great Debate.
How can you not rejoice in that, Dave?
I mean, I'll keep doing them. I just feel like...
I think you put on this character of like...
Maybe.
Hey, everything I do is terrible. I think almost it's like fishing for compliments or something. I think it's getting a bit untoward.
Well...
Because I think you know this is a great podcast.
It's certainly not toward, I'll tell you that much.
I think you know it's a great podcast, and for some reason
we
won't
admit. Can we stop talking about it? Let's wrap this up. I think we're done, right?
Great. Yeah, we're done. Thank you so much, guys. Try to be best, because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have